Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And I'm coming at you live from Disneyland in California Adventure here in beautiful Los Angeles, Anaheim, California. I always get them mixed up, Los Angeles, Anaheim, and they are very different. But I typically always think of, you know what, Southern California, Los Angeles, why not? But we're coming at you from Disney, and we have another request. This is from Betty, and Betty wants to know how to make sweet potatoes. So there's a bunch of different ways we can do sweet potatoes, Betty, but the first thing I'm going to recommend is this. If you're doing roasted sweet potatoes, that's a recipe I'm going to give you. So without further ado, let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is we're going to take sweet potatoes. Now, I only have 4 people in my family, but around the holidays, I've got a lot more. So I'm going to go ahead and set this up for about 15 to 20. So what I want to do is I want to get some nice, large sweet potatoes. Now, remember this. Everybody thinks right away sweet potatoes and yams are different. No, they're not. Sweet potatoes are sweet potatoes. Any yam that's grown here in the United States of America is a sweet potato, just with a different name. So sweet potato, and preferably, I like the sweet potatoes that are not bright orange because I can do so much more with them and I can add a little bit of that orange color to it. But what we're going to do is we're going to take our sweet potatoes and we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut them. Now, what I like to do is I like to make a beautiful sweet potato liquid that they're going to steam in. That liquid's going to consist of 4 tablespoons of fresh garlic, 2 tablespoons of our dry cilantro, and I love the flavor of cilantro in potatoes. It really is a match made in heaven. And we want to make sure that dry cilantro is on there. It's got great, great flavor. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to make a base for these sweet potatoes to lie in. We're going to do almost like if you were doing a braise. That's exactly what we're doing for these sweet potatoes. So the very first thing I want to do with my sweet potatoes is I want to put them in a skillet. And I'm going to go ahead and put a nice crisp texture on them. And obviously, they're not going to be cooked all the way. We don't want them to be cooked all the way. This is a slow and low process, but we want that nice flavor that comes from our sweet potato to go on to our pan before we start doing anything in the pan. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a nice crisp on our sweet potatoes. Once we have that crisp on the sweet potato, the next thing I'm going to do is go ahead and put that in a nice 2-inch pan. That 2-inch pan, what it's going to allow me to do perfectly is to go ahead and put the sweet potatoes in there and put some liquid in there. The liquid I'm going to put in these sweet potatoes is very simple. It's going to be beef stock. And with the beef stock, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add, now remember this, this is a lot of sugar, but this is the way I do these sweet potatoes. This is my Grandma Lydia's recipe. So with the beef stock, we're going to go ahead and add 3 cups of brown sugar. Mix that around. Put your sweet potatoes in. Put them in the oven. 375 degrees for about 2.5 hours, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.